Rails Coach Podcast, Episode 10. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Rails Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Charles Max Wood, and this week we're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about understanding business, doing business, understanding the people you work for, and understanding what your place is in the business. I think this is something that's important not only for entrepreneurs and managers of developers, but I think it's important for developers. We all work for somebody. I mean, somebody wants our skills. Somebody wants our ability to create code that does something useful. And so to understand what makes the business run really helps in developing something that people can use. And we'll come back to that in a minute, but right now I just want to remind people that you can leave feedback for the podcast by calling 801-753-8279 or by emailing podcast@railscoach.com. I've also set up a survey. I'd like to get a little bit more information about who you are, what your interests are, who you would like to hear from. And so it's a short survey. It should only take a couple of minutes to fill out, but it would really help me in providing a podcast that you want. If you go to railscoach.com/survey and just take a minute to fill it out, I would really appreciate the feedback. You can also email me at podcast@railscoach.com or at my personal address, chuck@lostjungles.com. And I'll do my best to answer your emails. Also, if you follow me on Twitter, that's @RailsCoach or @CharlesMaxWood. @RailsCoach is related specifically to this podcast, and @CharlesMaxWood is just whatever I feel like tweeting, you know, at the time. So, you know, whatever best fits your needs, you know, you can follow me there. And I do try and connect with people via Twitter. So, you know, you can follow me and then tweet to me or, you know, send me a message or something, and I'd be happy to get to that. I've also set up a Facebook group. So if you go on Facebook, you just do a search for Rails Coach and it'll come right up, and you can join the discussion there as well. All right. So now we'll get back to business. And I mean that quite literally. So there are a few things. It's very interesting that I've noticed about certain programmers. And this is something that I've probably brought up before to some degree on the podcast, but it seems like there are different levels of commitment among developers. There are the developers that go to work in the morning, go home at night, and they don't think about it otherwise. You know, they're in it for the dollars, and, you know, as long as they're getting paid to be there, they are perfectly happy. And don't get me wrong, we all want to be paid for what we're doing. But at the same time, I feel like programming is something that is more and more becoming something that you can contribute to any area of life, you know, because technology really is moving into those areas. I mean, sorry, we had a little technical glitch there. Anyway, I have an Android phone, and I have an iPod Touch, and, you know, I mean, all of these technologies that, you know, they really open up a lot of possibilities to us. I mean, you know, people use technology from everything from, you know, talking to people or staying in touch to figuring out what they're going to have for dinner and looking up recipes or going out. I mean, you know, technology is becoming a part of everything in everyday life. And so if you can conceive of some application that can contribute in those areas of life, especially the ones where, you know, technology really hasn't contributed for one reason or another, I mean, you know, there's a business there and there's money there. And that's the thing that's so fascinating about business and programming. And so I highly recommend to people that they not only get involved in programming and users groups and things like that, but that they really get invested in the business they're in. And if you can't, then, you know, find somewhere where you can. I mean, this comes back to what we talked about last week, where we talked about, you know, passion and purpose. You know, if this isn't meeting your purpose, then, you know, figure something else out. But, you know, if you can get vested into whatever company you're working for, and this was really the problem I had at my last job, is I couldn't get invested in what they were doing. You know, not to say that it was bad or wrong, but I couldn't get invested. I completely understood how they made their money, and I didn't have a problem with that, which, you know, I think adds value to the position you're in if you do understand where the money's coming from, because then you can tailor what you're doing to that, you know, without having to have it explained to you, or at least, you know, you can contribute in more than just your code and, you know, put your own ideas in effect as well. So, you know, it really informs what you do if you understand how the company works, who they're trying to target, and what problems they're trying to solve for them. And I'm just going to give you a really an example from the company that I work for now. I work for a company called Public Engines Inc. They're located here in Utah. And what we do is there are a couple of different services we provide. One is crimereports.com. Crimereports.com, if you go, you can type in an address and it will show you the crimes in the area. So if you really understand, at least from a business point of view, why that's there, then you realize what's important on there and where the critical issues may arise. So to give you an example, the reason we have crimereports.com, and it is free, it's a free service, you know, nobody is, you know, nobody has to pay to look up and see what crimes are occurring in whatever area you're in. But anyway, you know, the reason it's there is so that, you know, the informed and active citizens can look and see what's going on. And if they can't and they want that service, then it gives us a way of having them contact their law enforcement agency. That would be the police department in their area, the sheriff's office, whoever, and say, hey, you know, this town next to my town has all this crime data. You know, so I can go look and I can see what crimes are occurring there. I can see if somebody was robbed or assaulted or whatever, you know, I can see that that's happening over there, but over here it's blank. So, you know, you should really look into this and figure out what it would take to get that information in here so that people are informed and they can make decisions about, you know, forming neighborhood watch or, you know, getting involved with all of these different things, you know. And so that's a service that you know, it does help with our marketing. Because a lot of people look to see what's going on. And, you know, that definitely informs the public, which in turn can really help the police because the public can identify problem areas and be a little more vigilant in those problem areas. You know, another aspect of what we do is we have a system that law enforcement agencies like police stations and sheriff's offices can use. And they actually pay for this service. And what it does is it helps them identify these problem areas. It's a little bit more specific as far as, you know, where crimes are committed and things like that. You know, it holds all of the information that they don't necessarily want to make public and helps them analyze that so that they can solve these crimes easier and more quickly and therefore thereby keep their citizens safer. And, you know, that's how the company makes its money is these law enforcement agencies sign up and, you know, use the tools that we provide. And, it you know, technology is great for that because if you throw enough data at a problem, you can start to see patterns and you can start to identify things that will help you solve the problems further down the road. You know, so it's a win-win because we're solving a major problem for them. You know, we found a pain point where, you know, they can't really map the data out and things like that with the tools they currently had, and now they can. Not only that, but, you know, if they have an internet connection in their police car, which you can do now with these Verizon cards and other things, You know, you just plug it into your USB port on your computer, you have internet. You know, so if they have their cars equipped with some kind of internet system, then they can actually get information real time as soon as it's put into the system in their police cars, and that enables them to do a lot more. You know, it also helps them, you know, map out precincts and things like that, and you know, just really help them visualize what they're dealing with. So, you know, all in all, it, you know, it solves a lot of problems for them, and that's why they pay us. And so if you understand that a business is about solving problems for their customers, and the customer is willing to pay because the pain is too great without that tool, or at least, you know, alleviating that pain, even if it isn't their greatest pain, is worth whatever money they're going to put in, as opposed to, you know, finding some other system that may cost more or require more manpower, you know, then it's ultimately worth it. And that's what business is. You know, we all go to the supermarket because it's more convenient to give them our money and get whatever we need from the supermarket than it would be to grow or manufacture it ourselves. And, you know, so that's, you know, again, it comes down to how a business functions. So, I mean, if you understand these things and you understand what the pain points are for your folks, your customers, and, you know, then you can provide this service, you know, a lot of them will pay out pretty well for it. You know, and then you understand why they're making the marketing decisions they are, you know, why they want the features in whatever application you're building. You know, it really just informs everything that you're doing, and it helps you understand why the project managers are focused on the things that they're focused on. And it helps you give, you know, relevant and, you know, helpful feedback to the people who are making the decisions. Because ultimately, you can look at it and you can say, I see the problem you're trying to solve, but the way you're going about it, we could get a feature out that solves that problem in this way instead of in the way that you're telling me you want it. And you know, it will take half the time. I've seen that happen before. I haven't been at Public Engines long enough to see it happen there, but I have no doubt that it has, or probably will in the near future. You know, and at the same time, you know, then the people who have the big picture can look at it and say, well, we actually need it, you know, we need it the way we asked for it because it meets these other needs and leads into these other features that we're going to ask for later on. And they may have, you know, the reasons they're giving you may be perfectly relevant. But then what happens is you come to understand the business a little bit better. And by the time you've been there for a little while, you're really understanding where the value is that you can add in the company. And it just makes a huge difference. And so I highly recommend that if you aren't involved, find a way to get involved. And, you know, don't be pushy about it, but, you know, ask questions. You know, why are we doing this? Why do we need to do it this way? You know, and don't be confrontational about it, but really come at it from a genuine desire to understand, and make sure that they know that that's why you're asking, so that they're not worried about, why is he after me for this? But they're saying, okay, well, if he understands this, then he can really solve the problem well. It makes a huge difference. Now, let's go into entrepreneurship a little bit. And this is something that I'm interested in, and something that I've toyed with here or there. You know, I haven't really made a ton of money online, but I listen to quite a few people, and I'm going to go ahead and list the resources that I use in planning this stuff. And to be honest, my problem is just, you know, picking up a project that's my idea that's going to make me the money, and sticking with it before I get sidetracked by something else that I think is interesting. But anyway, so I listened to Internet Business Mastery, and I'll go ahead and put a link to that in the show notes. I listened to, here, let me pull up iTunes. I'm on my Mac. I listened to, you know, I'm really interested in podcasting, for example. So I listened to, like, Podcast Answer Man. I listen to Business Tech Weekly. What else do we have here? Let's see. I listen to The Digital Marketer. I listen to Doctype. which is another programming show, business related. Let's see. I mentioned Business Tech Weekly. I do another podcast called Intentional Excellence Podcast, and I talk a little bit about business there. I look at internet marketing this week. Money Girl, Planet Money. And these relate to business in varying degrees. I listen to Past Due Radio. I listen to Coach Radio. There are a few in here. Let's see. I listen to like NPR and PRI's technology podcasts, which kind of give me ideas on where to go and how to do stuff. Their sales guy. Walt Mossberg's personal technology podcast, and 48 Days to the Work You Love. So, I mean, there are a whole bunch of these different podcasts that you know, talk about business and how to do it, where to find it, you know. And, you know, there are a ton of other ones out there that talk about business. And, you know, my coworker, Mike Hopkin, he does a podcast on project management. And, you know, he's an excellent project manager. So, you know, if you're at all interested in that, I highly recommend that you go check that out. But those will kind of give you some ideas of where to go and things like that. But basically, you know, if you're looking to start your own business, what you need to do is you need to identify someplace where people are, you know, having problems, where they would be willing to pay you to give them a solution. And then you build the solution. Now, there are other areas that aren't business targeted or oriented or personal causing, or, you know, solving people's problems with technology, you know, like the social networks and things like that. But, you know, there are a little, you know, there are a lot of different niches that you can go into that you can use to either entertain people or solve people's problems or whatever it is. So, you know, if you're looking to start your own business, what I would do is I would actually find a group of people that have a particular problem that you are interested in solving. Because once you get a solution out there, these people will expect you to maintain it. And, you know, if you can maintain it and you can continue to have it grow, you can probably get to the point where you can support yourself on it. And this is something that I've considered doing and I may do in the future, depending on where things go with public engines. And by that, what I really mean is whether or not they sell out to a bigger company and whether or not that actually works out in my favor. When I worked at Mosey, they sold out to a larger company and, a lot of things changed that didn't make it worth staying at. So, you know, at that point, you know, I may just, you know, if things go south, and what I mean by what I mean by that is, you know, if they go south and they continue to be that way for a while, then I'll probably get to the point where I will want to leave. And at that point, I'll probably look at formulating my own business if I don't have something going already. And I'll either just quit and put all my time into that, or I'll try and build it up before I quit. But I really don't have any intention of leaving. I consider that it would be nice to have some viable backup in case something like that happens and all of the upper management kind of gets replaced. And you know, the company changes and it's not a good place to work anymore. But at this point, I really don't see that happening. And the reason I say that is because the upper management really seems to understand that, hey, we're a family, we're a team, and we're going to take care of everybody. So, you know, they don't strike me as the greedy, you know, we're going to get ahead on this thing. So anyway, that being said, you know, it really isn't a bad option. If you're looking to move up, you're looking to change your circumstances or whatever, you know, you have the skills to build it. You just need to figure out what the problem is and how to solve it. So, you know, if you've got that and you want a little extra income, which is really what I'm looking at right now as far as any of the ideas I have go, then, you know, go do it. You know, put it out there and get it done. But anyway, you know, that's about all I have. You know, I really, again, would just encourage you to figure out what your company's about, what their philosophy on things are, and how to make, you know, how they make their money and how you can contribute to that. And if you do that, you'll become a valued employee, and you'll be somebody that they're going to want to keep around for a while. So, you know, that's all I have. And I'll catch you next week with an interview with Chad Fowler, who wrote The Passionate Programmer and has helped put together RubyConf and RailsConf. And it was Rails Winter, I think is what they called it, but it was kind of a mini online conference about Rails 3. You know, he's helped put that stuff together, and I'm really, really excited to hear what he has to say about programming and just where, you know, what it means to be a passionate programmer and how it affects all of us as far as being a better programmer. So I know I rambled a lot this time. I will definitely be more focused and on topic in the future, but this is something that I've really been thinking about, so I just wanted to talk about it. Anyway, take the survey, leave some feedback, and we'll catch you next week.